Business success is most often based on creativity and original thought, not on technical mastery. Business legends, people like Steve Jobs, Henry Ford, and Bill Gates, are remembered because of what they created. Businesses have systems and processes for everything, from answering the phone to taking out the trash. Remarkably, most companies have no such system for the one thing that matters most, developing and growing creative capacity. In Disciplined Dreaming, Josh Linker provides a 5-stage system to attack any creativity challenge, big or small, and, in the process, to build a culture of creativity and sustained growth. The Read It For Me Idea Code is a shorthand system to help you memorize the core concepts so you can quickly apply them in any situation. The Read It For Me Idea Code for this week is APDIL, APDIL. A equals ask, what is the creativity challenge? P equals preparation, prime your creative pump. D equals discover, look through a different lens. I equals ignite, kindle the creative fire. And finally, L equals launch, from napkin to reality. Step number one, ask. The first step in Linkler's disciplined dreaming process is to identify and define your specific creativity challenge, whatever its size. As the old saying goes, you'll never hit a target you cannot see. Like any designer, starting with a brief will help you fill in the blanks as you define your creativity challenge. Common elements of the brief include statements on the following, which, by the way, is the sub-read it for me code, OHO data, OHODATA. Overview, a description of the project and what problem the client is trying to solve. History, what has led up to this point? What has been tried before? And what were the results? Objective, what specific outcome is the client trying to accomplish? How will success be measured? Deliverables, what is the physical output that is due at the end of the project? Audience, whom will this message reach? What do we know about this audience, and how can we tailor the messages appropriately? Timeline, specific due dates for milestones throughout the project as well as a final completion date. Approver, who are the key decision makers, and specifically, which people must provide approval at each stage of the project? The creativity brief will serve as your North Star and guide you towards the best possible creative outcome. It's also an important sales tool for getting buy-in for your creative ideas from bosses, CFOs, team leaders, and others who may need to authorize the project or approve steps along the way. The important thing is to lay the groundwork with as much vision and clarity as you can, and then begin the creative journey. Ask the three magic questions: why, what if, why not? Asking why helps you understand the current state of affairs and challenge the status quo in conventional wisdom. When you ask what if, you're exploring fresh possibilities and imagining how the world would look if you made a change or if a new idea came to life. Asking why not helps you understand constraints. It allows you to connect with the limiting factors that are currently blocking positive change. Linkler gives this example. A mother is making meatloaf with her teenage daughter, a ritual they've been doing for years. As part of the tradition, the two chefs cut the end off one side of the meatloaf before putting it in the oven. One day, the teen asks, "Mom, why do we cut the end off the meatloaf before we put it in the oven?" Taken by surprise, the mom began to think. She had no good reason other than that's how her own mother made meatloaf. Together, the two called up grandma to find the answer. After a brief laugh, the grandmother admitted that she didn't know the answer either. She'd learned the technique from her mother. Well, the curiosity was sparked and the three went to visit great-grandma in the nursing home where she lived. Upon hearing the question, the 98-year-old great-grandmother roared with laughter. "I have no idea why you're cutting the end off the meatloaf. I used to do it because I didn't have a big enough pan." Unfortunately, as the author says, most companies are filled with meatloaves. Use this story to help remind you to question the status quo and to shed light on long-standing traditions that have no real function or benefit. Step number two, preparation. To be creative, you need to be in the right frame of mind to free yourself from creative barriers and release your true creative potential. The right mental state can make the difference between breakthrough and blasé. Linkler suggests simple activities and games can prime your creative pump and get your brain firing. Try bringing a beach ball to your next meeting and toss it around for 90 seconds before you get to work. You'll be amazed at how the energy changes in the room. It's important to understand the key blockers of creativity so that you can avoid the gridlock and get on with creating your own art. And so get out of the office. Go to a museum, park, coffee shop, or anywhere else that's inspiring and outside the norm. But avoid becoming distracted. Stick to one creativity challenge at a time, and then keep a running list of new issues that pop up. Linkner calls this list a parking lot. Park your other ideas here. Later, you can go back to the parking lot when you've finished dealing with the challenge at hand and you can spend more time and move on to the next. Linkner also recommends you avoid consensus and overanalysis. Everyone likes agreement. It feels nice when a group of people are all aligned and everyone has a chance to contribute. But getting along can destroy your creative potency. Ben and Jerry would have easily been convinced by their team that each new flavor was too radical or that one ingredient or another creates too much risk. Has your company ever had a great idea, the business equivalent of Cherry Garcia, that got overanalyzed and ended up as pure vanilla? Once you have it, here are four rules to keep your creative culture alive. Number one, feel passion. Develop a sense of purpose. Your purpose has to answer the question, besides the paycheck, why am I coming to work every day? Promote collaboration. When motivated people work together, a 1+1=3 effect occurs.